Hachette Audio presents Kiss the Girls, written by James Patterson, read by Michael Kramer.
Prologue. Perfect Crimes. Casanova, Boca Raton, Florida, June 1975. For 3 weeks, the young killer actually lived inside the walls of an extraordinary 15-room beach house. He could hear the whispery Atlantic surf outside, but he was never tempted to look out at the ocean or the private white sand beach that stretched to 300 feet or more along the shore. There was too much to explore, to study, to accomplish from his hiding place inside the dazzling Mediterranean Revival-style house in Boca. His pulse hadn't stopped hammering for days. 4 people lived in the huge house, Michael and Hannah Pierce and their 2 daughters. The killer spied on the family in the most intimate ways, and at their most intimate moments. He loved all the little things about the Pierces, especially Hannah's delicate seashell collection and the full fleet of teak sailboats that hung from the ceiling in one of the guest rooms. He watched the elder daughter, Cody, day and night. She attended St. Andrew's High School with him. She was stunning. No girl in school was as beautiful or as smart as Cody. He was also keeping his eye on Carrie Pierce. She was only 13, but already a budding fox. Although he was more than 6 feet tall, he easily fit into the air conditioning ducts of the house. He was wire thin and hadn't started to fill out yet. The killer was handsome, in an Eastern preppy way. Stashed in his hiding place were a handful of dirty novels, highly erotic books he had found during fevered shopping trips to Miami. He had become addicted to the story of O.